Start recording now. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is No Name. It's been a long time. Just figured I would. I was unemployed. I became unemployed, so I've decided I am.
Is it okay
going...
if I smoke in here?
Yeah, light up.
Good.
I hope you like my new studio.
Yeah, I see you really went to the end on this. So... All you do is spend all your fucking retirement money, cock.
Yeah, I did. I'm reinventing my show, so I thought I would start off. With
you want some reefer?
I appreciate it, but not today.
All right.
I'm driving the studio home.
Nice. Really nice.
I'm starting off with the sickest son of a bitch I know. Everybody, put your
Who's
hands
up. Who's that?
Dan, Major Pixel, the voice, 666, Chemist.
Oh, where is he? Where is he? Whoa!
Yeah, buddy.
Hi, motherfucker.
Hey, how we doing, Dan?
I'm good.
Major, or the voice?
The voice.
The voice, the voice, the voice. So let's start off with, who are you? Who is the voice? What's the voice do?
Fuck that. Let's start off with this. What's this show?
This is a show with no name.
Okay, so the show with no name. So my gig is, I'm a man whore, a pervert, and a mentor. A mentor to many, but mainly a man whore and a pervert.
Okay.
And I'm getting high right now.
I'll be probably catching that same buzz. This is a small studio.
Yeah, fucking A.
So, all right, so you're a mentor? A man whore and a pervert.
Yep, and I'm paid to fucking be all three. Pretty cool, huh?
So, what do you like? What do you like the most?
Man whoring.
Man whoring.
Man whoring.
So, as a man whore, what do you do?
Okay, as a man whore, I do several things. Not the least of which is I'll kick a motherfucker in the nuts for some cash. Okay,
uh-huh.
So I do a lot of beating up and thugging on wimpy fuckface loser cunts, and then. I'm also, how should we say, skilled in the care and TLC of a lass, so I end up, like, escorting a lot of, how should we say, bigger, beautiful women, because I'm a rather large cat myself. And then,
Yeah, give the audience don't know you, give us a quick description. You're what, 6'4"?
6'3", 285. I look like I weigh about 230 or 240, but I am a dense, thick motherfucker with, like, 28-inch thighs and a big, fat slab of a dick, and then, I'm a shave head. I got a full fucking epic beard. I typically walk around in boots and black jeans and a tank top. And I guess you could say I'm hard to work with.
Hard to work
with. I am a cock.
Nice. So who's your audience? Who do you reach out to? Who do you want to grab their attention?
Yep. So I typically deal with, one, closeted motherfuckers. So let's say that you secretly want penis stuffed in you, or secretively, you know, you can't tell your wife that you long to, you know, kneel down and sniff at my crotch and worship my fucking boots.
Okay.
Well, then you're my kind of client. Okay, because I like the idea that you live your life as a fucking shadow. You can't be fucking truthful, and that you need somebody like me as a goddamn release. And I'm going to fucking grab you by the throat and make you sniff my goddamn crotch until I got it nice and fucking hard. And then I might rub a little pre-cum on you.
Very nice. So you're looking for the guys that are embarrassed about what they are?
Well, yeah, the closeted motherfuckers who can't tell the truth. You know, our society is such where if you walked into work tomorrow and said, you know, well, not you, because you don't have a fucking job. But anyway... Somebody with a job, if they walked in tomorrow and said, you know, I got news for y'all. I'm wearing panties underneath my suit. Okay? You probably get fired. Okay? On the other hand, if you walked in and said, geez, I saw this cute little barista, and she was so sexy, and I thought she was a little hottie, which you'd get her a lot of goddamn smiles, right?
Yep. That's acceptable.
Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so what I do is I poach, I look for... The loser motherfuckers that cannot tell the world that they are into being humiliated and fucked with and teased and hassled. And then I make them fucking well pay me to fuck with them, tease them, and hassle them.
Okay.
So that's one gig. I also, you know, I am straight. I don't really like boys. I actually prefer chicks. Mm-hmm. And I am a submissive when it comes to chicks. So I do a lot of escorting with chicks that are full-figured and like the idea of having a man open the door for them, treat them right. In fact, you could go so far as to say... I have been professionally trained in how to care for a woman.
You've been really professionally trained.
I was a live-in love slave for a few years for a dominant goddess. Part of where I learned my trade in the kink was she used to have me take care of her sissies and her fucking panty wearers, and I used to run that chain for her. So it's one of those things where I got a lot of history. I go way back. I used to be the live-in love slave for a dominant goddess named Mistress Cat. And how should we say? She skilled me up in the ways of my many skills.
Very nice. So she taught you, she explained the fine art of oral?
Well, yeah. So one thing is, first I was her, you know, in the beginning I was just a client, but over time I became her favored
client,
and then actually she actually took me as her lover for a couple of years and trained me, and that's part of, you know, part of what I do today mm-hmm. is nothing more than exploit what Mistress Cat taught me 20-some years ago, which is this. There's a lot of people with a lot of things that they want, okay, mm-hmm. sexually. And if they can't get them, they sad. And if you can find out what the fuck they want, you can use that to make them fucking well pay you. So what I do is I fucking run around like a low-life motherfucker. I find out what you want. And most of you, I can fucking well give it to you, so then I charge you for it.
Sweet. So there's money to be made.
There's money to be made. It goes like this. I used to have a real job. You know, I have not always been a man whore. I have not always been a pervert. Well, I probably have always been a pervert. And I've actually done a lot of mentoring. But the man whore side, it's been the last 5, 6, 7 years now. And part of that, what it comes from is this. The recognition that they're a need, man. They're a fucking need. I am a man, okay? I fucking stand like a man. I walk like a man. Somebody fuck with me, I hit him in the face like a man, okay? So there's a lot of chicks that are like, you know what? Fuck, you're awesome, okay? And there you go.
You do have a lot of stature. When you look at you, you are a
man.
Yeah, definitely. You put a dress on you. You know.
Fucking worn a dress. Fucking ain't my fucking. I've had some mistresses put me in a goddamn dress, and you know what? I look like a man, and I look like a proud goddamn man in a dress, and I fucking do it for a mistress. On the other hand, I'll make a motherfucker wear a dress.
But
you'd look good in a dress.
I'm too fat. I was gonna wear one today.
I'd fucking put you in a dress and make you say please.
I'd need a.
And you know what?
Dress.
After you said please, I just laugh about it.
So what are you out doing today?
Today I am out fucking around, getting high, and being a fucking low life motherfucker, doing what I do. See, here's the thing. If you're in this system, okay, so you're sitting at your desk today, you're droning along, you're thinking to yourself, those low life motherfuckers smoking dope and making tacky internet radio. You know what? I have way fucking more fun than you, loser cockwad. And today I'm out having fun doing what I do. I'm man whoring, I'm marketing, I'm fucking telling stories and laughing.
All right. You're telling stories. Tell me a short one. Give me a short story.
There you go. So last night I met my favorite client of the moment, Jed, down here at the local Yen War Garden, which is a Chinese restaurant. I went in. I sat down and I was looking at him and he looked like a fucknut, okay? He had a fucking Pittsburgh Steelers t-shirt on. He's wearing some fucking jeans. I don't like the Steelers. We're talking. Motherfucker pays me, just so you know, to kick him in the fucking nuts.
Okay.
Okay? So, we're sitting there, we're talking, and I'm talking to him and he's talking to me. And I decided I was going to call the appointment short. And I said to him, fuck you. Let's go outside. He's like, okay. And I said, but before we go outside, I want you to go into the fucking head and take your goddamn undies off. And he's looking at me like, what? And I'm like, I want you to take your fucking undies off. Do you know why? Do you know why?
Why?
Why? Okay, here's why. Because when you're wearing a fucking set of like tighty whities or something, it's kind of like having a little bit of a cup. Okay,
right.
It's protecting your junk a little bit. So when I kick you in the fucking balls, they're going to be held there a little bit. You're going to not feel quite so much pain. Okay?
Oh.
But when you let them float goddamn well free... Mm-hmm. So I sent motherfucker into the head and made him strip his fucking undies off. Now, bear in mind, he is fucking paying me for this.
Right.
And then we came out. I took him out and back where they got a nice fucking parking lot. I lit a fucking reefer, made him shut his fucking eyes, and then was talking to him about what kind of a loser he is, about what kind of fucking idiot pays some motherfucker to just fucking kick him in the nuts when he ain't fucking looking. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's standing there with his fucking eyes shut, and I'm waiting, and I just fucking waited until finally... Hang on a sec. I'm burning my reef, and I'm standing there. We got just about enough time on our minute, right?
Yeah.
We're just about done.
You're okay. You're
and I waited until I saw that fucking eye just start to fucking peel. Because the moment it started to peel, just start to fucking like, am I even there? Am I still fucking there? Is when I fucking coiled back and gave him a Marshall strike right to the fucking balls and watched him fucking kneel over and start to fucking drop and choke. Okay? And then I said to my homie, give me my fucking money, okay? So he pays me, okay? Now, here's the punchline. Later that fucking night, I check email, and, of course, Here's another fucking note from my homie that says, thank you, sir. It was a pleasure to buy you a cocktail. It was a pleasure for you to smoke your reefer. I appreciate getting a chance to hang out with you, and can we do it again next week? It was good for $80.
Jesus. Very nice. So, what to you is too weird? What to you is weird? Because you just did a small snippet of what you do. Where won't you go? What is weird?
Okay, so first, where I won't go are some of the standards. I won't fucking go to kids. I won't fucking go to fucking snuffing you, even though I might want to. Mm-hmm. I won't go to fucking, you know, actually I will. I'll go to doing things that are like permanent. I got no fucking problem tattooing you, branding you, fucking selling you across the goddamn border. I got no fucking problem with that shit. So, but here's weird, okay? Weird is waking up every day knowing that you want something, okay? I want pizza, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to suck a cock. I want to fucking spread my fucking ass cheeks and get drilled by some big fucking burly motherfucker with a goddamn beard. I want to be fucking putting fucking panties. Something. And not fucking doing it. That, to me, is fucking weird.
So not doing it is weird.
Well, how about this? Not fucking figuring out your own goddamn sexuality. You get one life, okay? It's not, you know, you don't choose your kinks, okay? Personally, I love to eat cunt, okay? I live for eating cunt. If I can get my face in your cunt, you and I are going to have a good time. And I've been, you know, to the point where I've gone off and actually sought training, okay? I've had chicks say to me, geez, I thought I knew great pussy eaters. Where the fuck did you come from? And I've said to them, okay, well, I went off and got fucking trained because I fucking care, okay, because mm-hmm. that's my gig. Okay, then why deny that? Okay, right. When your girl says, what are you into? You know, well, I'm fucking eat beaver, man. Mm-hmm. Well, do you like to fuck me? Yeah, that's great, but I love fucking eating your beaver. Well, what about fucking me? Oh, I like that. That's cool. Be fucking honest. You know, when your girl says, geez, what are you into? You know, if you think about blowing some dude, well, you're going down on her? Why the fuck wouldn't you say? Well, you know what? I fucking, you know, I got these weirdo fucking background visions in my head about, like, blowing a dude. Can't tell nobody because, you know, geez, you know, that'd make me a faggot. Scared. Fuck it. To me, weird is not acknowledging what you're into. You know, who the fuck would go through life having a bunch of shitty cums? Most of us, okay? Most of us would go through life going, you know what? While I'm banging my doll, while I'm jerking off, I don't even get to do what I really want to do. Because if I said anything to anybody, you know what? They'd all be like, dude, that's weird. I got a quick story for you. Okay. I was at a fucking gig one time where I'm fucking... So, I'm like a security dude. I will hit you in the face if you fuck up. I'm at a gig being a security dude, okay? It's a foot fetish party. Okay, all these dudes have come from all over the country to come worship feet. Okay, they've flown in. I'm escorting two motherfuckers who have flown from fucking goddamn North Carolina. Okay, from the fucking far side. They've flown to Seattle to come fucking worship feet. We're walking down to a store and they say in their drawl, geez, Dan, you must think we're weird. You know, we've come from fucking, you know, you must think we're fucking strange. And I look at them, I'm like, nah, you're not fucking strange, man. You know, everybody got their kink. And they're like, oh, what's your kink? And I'm like, oh, man, I'm all about having some chick fucking beat my ass and treat me like a fucking dirtbag motherfucker. And they're like, dude, you are weird. Okay? Now, how the fuck do you get on a plane and fly from someplace to someplace else, pay $60 to cross the door, $20 a chick that you're touching her feet. All you get to do is touch her feet and sniff her fucking ankles. And you look at somebody else and you say they're fucking weird because they got a kink. You don't choose your kinks. Your kinks choose you. Celebrate them. Weird is fucking denying that shit. That is fucking weird.
Those are great words to live by.
Oh, see, here's the thing. Another point to make for your fucking fucked up show that in your mobile studio, okay, is this. You know, you'll notice one of the things that's kind of funny about the baddest motherfucker you know is he's also the goodest motherfucker you know. Here's the deal, okay? I am a study in fucking humanity. When I say I am a mentor, a pervert, and a fucking man whore, it's because I am, okay? I go around and I illustrate to people the very fact that, you know what? You're living your fucking life wrong. Okay? If you're fucking hiding and denying, knock it the fuck off. Be real. Tell all your partners. Let them see you in your worst fucking moment. My fucking girl knows that I work with a fucking bong on my desk. My girl knows exactly what the fuck I do. My girl sees every fucking wart so that she can make an honest choice as to whether or not she want to fucking run with me. Okay? Because in the end, the only fuckers I want around are fucks that want to be there. Mm-hmm. And anybody who don't want to be, fuck you. I don't fucking care. It's that simple. And I think it's that way for most of us. I mean, if you really need somebody around so bad that you got to snow them, mm-hmm. then you better look at you. Right?
Right.
Anyway.
All right. So,
I am a righteous motherfucker.
Wow. Yes. All right. So, what are you most proud of? What is something that you're proud of?
Okay, I got a couple things. One thing that I am most proud of is this. I've never had a real job.
Okay.
I've never worked for anybody of any kind of consequence. I've made my own fucking way, my own goddamn way. And you know what? I ain't nothing special. Okay? I am just like everybody else, but I ain't never had a real job, and I like that. Another thing I'm really fucking proud of is this. I got a list of fucking chicks that will tell you that I am the most righteous motherfuck you have ever known, about a mile fucking long. And I like that too. But last but not least, what I am most proud of, here's the thing I am most proud of. The thing I am most proud of is that, you know what? Motherfuckers look at me and they're like, you know what, dude? Somebody broke the fucking mold when they got done with you. And I just consider it being me. I'm fucking proud of that.
How about this this plaque? You received the plaque from the order.
My homies. Order of the Black Glove? Sorry. They just fucking tossed a reefer in this fucking studio. But anyway, So here's the gig is that, you know, again, like any...
you were recognized for your talent for being a cocksucker.
You could say that. I mean, not literally a cocksucker, but figuratively, yes. Yeah. I was recognized. What I did was a real-time display where I took a cat that had agreed to be non-consensually tormented. So what that means is an individual who had said, okay, you can do whatever you want to do to me. Okay. So that's another kink. Okay. For some people, you know, their kink is dress me up like a girl or, you know, make me be homosexual or don't let me come or whatever. Mm-hmm. Another example of that is, well, I don't want to have any input in what you do to me. That's actually how I am with chicks. Okay. With chicks, it's not, I don't want to have any input. It's your will is my desire, literally. So if a chick says to me, go break that guy's arm, that's a really complex equation. Okay. So one gig is consensual, non-consensual. I was the Order of the Black Glove winter meeting, and I was, you know, there was a competition going on, and I decided that, what the fuck, I'll jump into this competition. Bunch of seasoned and experienced masters there doing their gig, you know. I'm kind of, I'm a loner, you know, and I'm an independent. Now, I've got a little bit of reputation, and I had been invited to come observe. I was there. The blood was running a little bit. Opportunity to do some stuff. So I basically took this pliable slave individual and punked him, basically turned him into a sissy bitch, dressed him up, painted him up, made them do some things with some other members that they didn't want to do, you know, that kind of gig. So without getting too explicit, suffice it to say, a well-fucked little sissy when we were done, and one of these things where so over the top that after the fact, I won an award. So,
you know, hey? So do you display this in your office?
What I do with it is fucking carry it around with me and fucking show it off to the homies because, you know, it goes like this. I'm open about what I do. Mm-hmm. Anybody who knows me knows what the fuck I do. Now, not to the point like, if you don't want to know, I don't make you know.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of cats are like, dude, what the fuck? You know, where'd you get the plaque? I'm like, you know, I made this motherfucker eat a bunch of cum. And they're like, dude, too much information.
Right.
And I'm like, you asked, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where in my industry, I don't really need a lot of validation. I'm already kind of, you know, like I say, I got a little rep. all said, can't hurt. You know, I'm an author. I've got columns that I write for some magazines. I think you can tell I'm into my gig. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like doing what I do. That said, that somebody would watch me do what I do, get done, and say, winner, okay, is pretty funny, because all I did was actually what I thought was kind of a low-key gig. I mean, yeah, I was doing some kicking and some booting, and, you know, I'm a hard-to-work-with sort of cat, and I put it to that buck. All said, but, just, you know, being me.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up shortly. So I want you to tell me another story. Keep mm-hmm. it 2 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me another story.
Okay, here you go. So while we're doing this, I'm making money, because here's what I do. I tell the stories of what I do as MP3s, but I don't tell them like journalistically. I don't. This isn't like, oh, and then I went and I won the award. I tell them like dramatic jerk-off stories for people. So I make stories that I sell online that are based on my real-world gig that people buy and jerk off to, and that's actually one way I make bread, and we're making bread right now by motherfuckers going out who are buying these stories and then jerking off. So the whole time you're listening to this, what's pretty funny is there's probably 1, 2, 5 cats coming all over themselves listening to me talk to them in first person about what kind of sick fuck they are.
All right, give me 10 seconds of that. Give me like 10, just 10 seconds. So, because I know you make your money off of it, so we don't want to give it away. So let's get a sample.
Sure. Well, you know, sitting here with you and I, and I'm getting kind of horny a little bit, thinking a little bit about maybe you ought to put your fucking hand inside my goddamn fly. Ooh, you got a warm fucking hand, don't you? You sissy motherfucker. I think you ought to make me goddamn well come a little bit.
All right, I think that's enough.
Now, well, you ain't going to make me come in 10 seconds, boy.
Well, we got an idea. Anyway, if you're sitting here and in the studio and with how close we have to be, it gets rather uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know. That is a microphone.
Oh, that was awesome. All right, so let's wrap this up. What... parting words, parting thoughts. Where do you want to go?
No, I got some parting words for you. I think you're a real cock. You know, I was working on a nice interview and I'd taken the time to hang out with you and be all close and all. And then you cut me off and you end this thing before I get a chance to say, if you are some sick closeted motherfucker with some kind of twisted pervo fucking need or delight, you ought to check out my site because most likely I fucking serve your twisted goddamn fetish. Okay? So, you being a cock and all and kind of making that happen, I think the least you could do for me is when I get done and get out of your van all fucking high or out of your rig all fucking high, I think the least you could do is tag this thing with some of my fucking URLs so that the sick bastards that hear this actually have a reasonable shot of finding my lovely, delicious content that I sell so goddamn cheap so that they can come all over themselves.
Give me some. Give me a URL.
Okay. So, how about nightflirt.com/thevoice666 or kinky MP3 files, or just googling the voice 666 or just pinging you, because more than likely you'll have my fucking email.
That's it. See, that was easy.
Hey, I tell you again, you might be a cock, but I am delicious.
I'm not gonna friggin' argue. All right, cool. So I guess that's it. So are you?
I do have one other thing I'd like to
say.
Thank you to your listeners for being a hell of a lot nicer than you are.
Well, I appreciate my listeners, too, because they are friggin' awesome.
They're a hell of a lot nicer than you are.
Yeah, yes, they are. Yes, they are. All right, everybody, this is No Name. I'm going to sign out here and with Dan, Major Pixel, Chemist, The Voice 666. Jesus Christ, we're just going to call him The Voice. The Voice 666, Dan, thank you so very much. It was a pleasure having you, and get your hand on your own fucking lap. All right, everybody, we're out. You